Good Morning Cybertron is a podcast intended for adults and is not suitable for those under the age of 18. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, it's James Roberts here from IDW, and you're listening to Good Morning Cybertron because you've got too much time on your hands.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good Morning Cybertron!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Good Morning Cybertron. I am your host, Scott. You see these fingers? These fingers are fucking sore from playing the new Alex Jones video game, New World Order War. We live in that world.
That's a thing?
That's a thing. Alex Jones released a fucking side-scrolling shoot-em-up video game.
Just in time for Christmas.
I swear
to God. Is there a collector's edition?
It's on sale right now for $17.76.
Wow.
And it's a peek inside the fucking fever dream to mine of Alex Jones. It starts off with him raiding Dr. Fauci's lair, and like these people are running at him trying to give him the vaccine, and he's just shooting him. 9/11 was an inside job.
Why did that? That was the first thing that came into my mind. Is like, are they just like shooting like they have like guns that shoot syringes at them and stuff?
So okay, so here's the deal. Here's the deal. The first one, the first level, I think, is Dr. Fauci's underground lair, and then it's the homeless camps. And he's just shooting homeless people to death. And then after that, I think it's Epstein Island and then Davos, Switzerland. And I mean, he is like shooting flamethrowers and like there's a giant Mark Zuckerberg lizard with a hammer trying to smash him.
Please tell me that there's a power up that looks like a steak.
No, but but at one point on Epstein Island, Trump swoops down from the sky in a suit and a Superman cape and starts lasering people.
Trump does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're going to save those children, Alex. And Trump's OP. Let me tell you this right now. Trump is OP.
For a guy with frontotemporal dementia, he's very good at flying.
Amazing. And I mean Alex Jones. Listen, Alex Jones, NWO War. Steal it somehow. Don't give this man your money. Because he talks about like 9/11. He talks about Epstein Island. He talks about every conspiracy except the one he's not allowed to talk about. He doesn't talk about Sandy Hook.
That's weird.
That's weird. All the way from sunny California, right next to Lizard Nerd's Palace, it's Xavier.
Funny story about that. The awful Ben Shapiro movie Run, Hide, Fight was also on Black Friday clearance sale.
I didn't know Ben Shapiro made a movie.
He made
what
a movie.
What the fuck is going on?
About school shooting.
Yeah. That asking the important questions. It's Kyle. How are you doing today, Kyle?
What the fuck? A lot worse now. What the fuck is going on?
What's going on here? You sound like Kyle's mom from South Park. What?
Here's the thing.
I just had my brain flashbang twice in like 5 minutes.
Alex Jones needs $1 billion.
Really good way to put it.
And then, Super Mario Brothers made $1 billion. I'll just make a video game, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but nobody fucking likes you, Al.
Al.
Al, listen up, Al. And all the way from B.C., it's Thomas. How you doing, Thomas?
Tired.
Yeah. Yeah, me too, man. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the season. It just feels like no matter how much sleep I get, I can't get enough sleep. You know, it's just so tired. Big hello going out to Dwayne Marsh, who says hello, everyone. Duanas Perez says, good morning, everyone. Crossbones Koopa says, it is I, the defender of the 80s. Did you like my cassette player outro? I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, buddy. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. Wednesday's a damn busy day for me. Brandon Callinan says, good evening, Chuggoids. The first movie ever to make a Chaprillion dollars.
Chaprillion.
Wow. A Chaprillion dollars.
I was surprised to find out that the word Vigentillion is actually a real word.
Okay.
Whatever.
I found out Toy.Run is a real website. Oh, my heavens. What a beautiful place. It's like Twitter, except it's not run by an idiot. And it's just beautiful, beautiful plastic. Look at these tanks. Paul from Sir Toys just put this up like 40 seconds ago. And these tanks, oh, man. I kind of hope that I can find them. They look like video game tanks from Ikarai Soldiers.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Maybe there's inspiration taken, huh?
Paul and Vince.
They vaguely remind me of that. Okay, remember in the Fall of Cybertron game? Remember that really, really big bruiser boss that was like a huge tank?
Yeah.
Yeah, huge that's kind of what these look like.
Hey, where is it?
Look like they're probably knockoffs of the. It was Thrilling 30, I think. Little Legends.
Where's my Studio Series lever bot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the joke character that gets no love just because he did the Michigan J Frog dance?
Yeah.
Did you call him Lever Bob?
Lever Bot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but Lever Bob sounds really good.
Yeah, maybe he is Lever Bob. Maybe he is.
Hey Thomas, I got a third party knockoff for you.
Lever Bob.
What?
Lever Bob. Although I guess I should start pronouncing my T's as B's now. Hey, Bombus, I got a third-party project for you.
Oh, my God. Technical Jim, the actual one, says, I got Legacy Strongarm and Shadow Striker. I don't drink, but I'm starting to see the appeal of alcoholism. Once you mistransform her chest and give her titties, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. Everyone listening, please go down to the link. Go down to the link in like the little comment section, the description of the video. If you're listening over on Podomatic or iTunes, look in the show notes down there. Duanas has a wonderful YouTube channel where she rates the sex appeal of Transformers. And Crossbones Koopa has a wonderful YouTube channel as well. Please go over there. Give them some love. Check them out. Believe me, they are worth it. Duanas says, a few of my friends keep telling me I should start posting kink education videos to my other channel to go with my lives, but figured I would get your guys' opinion. Heck yeah! Heck yeah! Teach me the ways of filth, Duanas.
Yeah. I mean, fucking 3 out of 4 men on this podcast appear to be virgins, so why the fuck not?
Yeah, seriously. Seriously. Yeah. And like I said, before the show, I said, I've done some stuff so nerdy, they took all the sex I had away from me. So, I mean, yeah. Crossbones Koopa says, I made my own Maverick from Earthrise Starscream. He has a new head. Brendan Callinan says, I'd kiss Bayverse Frenzy. Dude, could you imagine? That dude, I bet, is like a firecracker in the sheets. He's nuts. Because
he's an actual firecracker.
Yeah, yeah. Good news if you don't live in Britain. They, finally, some good news for the United States. It looks like HasLab Deathsaurus, if you live in the UK, you're not getting it until spring of 2024. Shit.
Until the spring of 2024.
Till the spring of 2024.
What's the holdup?
Right?
Brits? Governor?
Yeah. What's
the proper slangization I should be using
here? What's the deal?
Yeah, seriously.
When is I gonna ship?
I'll tell you what. I looked at mine the other day. Mine went from unfulfilled to pending.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I should check mine.
Yeah, mine went to pending. I don't know. I don't know, Thomas. Let me know. Let me know.
I'm doing it now.
Okay.
Imminently, we should imminently be all waiting at the porch for the mailman. And not to bite him this time. Do not bite the mailman if he's bringing you a box. I know it's tempting.
Maybe nibble on his ear a little bit. I don't have any money for you for Christmas, but...
How about some ASMR? Yeah.
A little bit of ASMR. Do you like the way I open your box? I bet you do.
Is it... Do you like how I illegally open other people's mail with this letter opener?
I got a special delivery for you. I got a special delivery.
No, it still says unfulfilled.
Aw, shit, man. Shit, man. No, I'm looking forward to this. I am looking forward to this. And I make fun, but I don't know why, man. Maybe the fault lies with that fucking horrible Doctor Who episode you guys put out on Sunday. It was...
Unfulfilled.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that and some of the things that they did in that episode, and
can't wait.
My main problem is what they did to Davros. Just totally, completely ruined that character.
Hold on, no spoilers. I want to be disappointed when I watch it on Disney Plus for $33.99 a month.
Oh my god! There,
this is where I mentioned I don't know what the fuck Doctor Who.
Xavier, I'm going to give some mild spoilers.
Motherfucker, I'm going to go use the restroom then. I'll be right back.
Okay, mild spoilers. That's why I wanted to. Spoilers coming up. Listen, I am pro-LGBTQ the entire way. The entire way. And I love the fact that there is a very powerful and capable transgendered character on Doctor Who. She is the most passable, unpassable tranny I've ever seen in my life. However, whenever you look at the Doctor and use the phrase as a male presenting Time Lord, this is something you can never understand. Motherfucker, he was a woman 12 hours earlier. Don't tell him he couldn't understand. It didn't make me angry. I just sat there and went, oh, this is fucking cringe.
The thing that is bothering me, I haven't even seen the episode, but the thing that bothers me is that they've completely changed Davros so that he's no longer bound to a chair.
I didn't see Davros in the episode. He wasn't
and
in
my,
it.
And my thoughts about this, though, are they trying to teach people in wheelchairs can't achieve greatness?
Because Davros is a great character. The main side character in this episode was a Furby named Meep. Xavier's back, so we're going to be done with this right now. But this is why you guys don't get. This is why you guys aren't getting Deathsaurus until spring of 2024. That's
hey assholes, I'm back.
Hey, you cocksucker.
Who's in the chat right now?
We have Technical Jim, Crossbones Koopa, Dwayne Marsh, Brendan Callanan, and Dewanis Perez. And according to this, let's see, Dwayne, Dewanis, Crossbones, Brendan, and at least four other people watching that aren't active in the chat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Giga Twins on here?
If he is, he is not, not saying
are
hi.
You?
He's your, Giga Twin's your brother, dude. Just go into the other room.
Are you looking for a blind date or something? Thomas is like, hey, any singles in the audience?
Hey, baby.
The reason why I asked, he's not here at the moment. I'm just,
fair. So. I wanted to know if he was in the house. Did you see him in the chat? Oh my god. Heading back over the chat, Technical Jim said, I did do the chess thing with Shadow Striker. There are a couple of chess settings in there. Crossbones Koopa, 10th Doctor is my favorite. He is the one that got me into Who. For me, number 4 I like me some number four. Crossbones Koopa said, oh, and I love Torchwood. I love Torchwood too, man. Dicks went in holes and holes went up against holes and dicks touched dicks. And there was aliens too. And sometimes the aliens had stuff happen with their holes and dicks. It's great.
Plus, you saw Jack's junk, like all of it. They were just like, you know what? You've been patient. Months. Here's the first instance of this man's junk. It's in a torture scene, but there it is.
Everyone's gay except for those who aren't. And this is fucking fantastic. Dwayne Marsh says, I like that they've gone back to Tenet. Me too, man. Me too. Duan Spress, you guys have sold me on watching the Doctor Who special. I absolutely love horrible movies and shows. Whenever I told my wife, she went, so it's dead. Crossbones Koopa, Tenet and Tom Baker are my favorites. Blunghole, would you like a jelly baby? Sure, why not? Brandon Cowden says, I bought Velocitron Crasher to be 2007 All-Spark Power Fracture for my Studio Series collection. Yes, I'm the most insane Bayverse fan. And Dewan Esperez says, I'm watching you guys on both my TV and my phone. So two viewers are just me. Awesome. Thank you. Damn, man.
It occurred to me. LCD, what are we talking here?
Yeah.
Like, it occurred to me, like, I really like David Tennant's Doctor Two. I really, really like that one. But the fact that they brought him back now kind of occurs to me, like, okay, imagine, like, a car accident just happened, and it's horrific. And then the person next to you is like, oh, but wait, look at this, look at these keys. And then they just dangle keys in front of you to try to distract you from it.
That's how it feels. It's no mystery why he's back. It's because the showrunner is the same guy who was working on Doctor Who before when it was David Tennant's tenure. Russell T. Davies, I believe.
Yes, yes.
He was put back in charge. And he was talking to David Tennant. And David Tennant at the time was doing a separate project. And he was saying, I'd love to come back just for a bit, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be nice? And it's like, yeah, we'll come back for just a bit. And he's not doing it just for to spur people back into watching Doctor Who. He's doing it because David Tennant actually expressed interest in coming back for a limited time and doing something with the show again because he had so much fun when he was on. So it seemed like a real fucking shock of a first reveal, because David Tennant's back as the 10th Doctor, now the 15th Doctor, or 14th?
14. Yeah, 14.
So he came back and everyone's just like, what the fuck kind of stunt marketing is this? They're just trying to get people to watch the show again. It's like, it's no big, mystery. Russell T. Davies is back in charge as showrunner, and he decided, wouldn't it be funny if Doctor Who was the 10th Doctor again? Yeah, and it's going to be one of those things where he gets to do some things to make up for past mistakes, because people really fucking hated how much of a crying bitch David Tennant was at the end of his tenure before he became Matt Smith. So they've been talking about, what would we do differently now that we're in charge? What are some things we never got to do as showrunners when our tenure ended? So I'm not faulting them for bringing back David Tennant. It's just David Tennant wanted to come back and have some fun playing the character again.
Oh, I'm not faulting them for bringing him back either, right? But the way how it strikes me is like, it feels like an act of desperation. It's like, Ignore the house fire that's over there. Look at this. See, look at this. I'm doing this dance. Isn't it interesting?
Honestly, I could say that happened with any of the doctors. Like, when Jodie Whittaker became the doctor, people were like, man, fuck this. This show's fucking done. And then it was like, they said that when Matt Smith took over for David Tennant, too. It's like, fuck this guy. He's younger, and he's got a Frankenstein brow. I fucking hate him already, and his stupid fucking bow tie. Like, the complaints never end. And when you finally do something, it's like, David Tennant's back. It's like, what kind of stupid stunt marketing is this bullshit? So that sort of thing, when you say house fire, I cannot buy into it, because it's like, look, they're going to try things like this. And it has never been done before in Doctor Who, where you revert back to an older doctor as the main character that's not in a guest spot. So that sort of thing, it's just for a limited time. And it's just like, they're going to have fun with it, and people are going to say whatever they want, but in the end, it's just going to be something they did for fun. And Doctor Who's really just about being fun. It's for kids.
That's what it's supposed to be. Yeah.
it's for kids. So as weird as it is, it's like, man, they got some adult themes in here. It's like, that's what they do in Britain. Their shit is really adult oriented, even for kids.
Look, Tenet's only back for, from what I understand, 3 episodes. And then it moves on to the new Doctor, who I'm looking forward to. I will start watching again. I gave Jodie Whittaker a chance. I think 7 episodes, and I went, I'm not having fun with this. And I kind of looked into it, and Jodie Whittaker was never a Doctor Who fan, and I loved Capaldi, man. I fucking loved Capaldi. I loved Smith. I loved Tennant. I was okay with Destro. It was, you know, really the only Doctors I haven't liked has been Doctor Number 6 and Doctor Jodie Whittaker's Doctor 13. So
you see, Destro was Eccles, wasn't it?
Yeah, Eccleston.
Yeah.
Christopher Eccleston.
I'm so glad people remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christopher Eccleston.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I will watch it. I will enjoy it. But if I don't enjoy it, I'm going to stop. Plain and simple. I didn't enjoy Jodie Whittaker. I think they picked the wrong actress. There was an actress in a TV show called Chewing Gum. And she should have been the Doctor. Let's see, what was her name? Chewing Gum. Yeah, Michaela Cole. That is the person that should have been the 13th Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Right there she is. The woman, like, watch Chewing Gum. The woman is fucking hilarious. And she was absolutely amazing. She was supposed to be, she was in the running to get, Michaela Cole has spoken about Doctor Who rumors for the first time. She was supposed to be number 13. I would have liked her as number 13 because I've loved Michaela Cole in every single thing I've ever seen. She's quirky. She's fun. And what the fuck did Jodie Whittaker seemed like a nurse's aide who just stumbled into being the Doctor.
I don't know, Scott. I think Melissa McCarthy should have played the Doctor.
I will kill everybody here.
I think, okay, like Capaldi? I actually liked Capaldi's too.
Capaldi was fantastic!
I liked Capaldi's too. I think he was really, I think he was like inherently very good at doing that role, but he was a very, very good Doctor when he was allowed to be.
Yes! Yes!
Because there were some problems.
Capaldi was absolutely fantastic.
But he was very good. Yeah.
You remember, I can't remember much of Doctor Who except one scene in particular where the sidekick, like the human sidekick, fucking immortal Dalek girl, whatever her name is, came to like looking for Missy to help, and then they discover the Doctor in medieval Britain riding a tank. Playing, shredding a guitar. And I was just like, that's how you do Doctor Who.
That's
that sounds good.
And I have a couple people out there that are my dream doctors. Like, if I could like choose the next Doctor, fucking number one on my list, Craig Ferguson. Please let that man become the Doctor. I'm telling you, Craig Ferguson would be perfect as the Doctor.
That might get me to watch it.
Chris Barry. Let Chris Barry be the Doctor. Chris Barry played Rimmer in Red Dwarf.
Oh my god. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hasn't he actually been in Who before?
He's been in a couple episodes of Doctor Who, episodes of Black Adder. And once again, let Rowan Atkinson be the Doctor. He was the Doctor in a comedy skit. Written by Russell T. Davies. And that's our speech on the generation that has Lab Deathsaurus being delayed in England.
Topical.
Yeah.
With bonus content.
Yeah.
because Scott really fucking loves his tangents.
Yeah. Moving over to the live chat, Crossbones Koopa said, Tenet can save current Doctor Who. Max Ross Linden said, well, it worked. I'm catching up via season 8 with Peter C. Crossbones Koopa said, 10th Doctor Goss Trenchcoat from Janis Joplin. Oh, yeah, I know that. Wolf 1701 says, Capaldi was amazing and fuck Doctor Who. Duanas goes, thanks for reminding me. I need to take more spicy pics as Dr. Longscarf for Wolf. Wolf 1701 goes, I mean now. And then Crossbones Koopa said, am I the only one who likes Sylvester McCoy as a doctor? No, I liked McCoy. And Wolf 1701 says, it certainly wasn't fun what the pulled. Jodie Whittaker was an okay. Jodie Whittaker was an okay doctor. Her episode suffered from bad writing and forcing in the message. Max Ross Linden says, hey, Max, how you doing, buddy? See, I stopped watching because of Peter and his very first episode, but giving it another chance and skipping that episode, I'm enjoying myself again. I think it always comes down to writing. Wolf 1701, Capaldi was in a Doctor Who tribute band with Stephen Moffat and someone else from the show in high school years before. That someone else was Craig Ferguson. Craig Ferguson used the stage name Bing Hitler in that band. And, and whenever Capaldi became the doctor, Ferguson had him on his talk show and he introduced him as, I don't think I've ever said this about a guest before, but I've dropped acid with our next guest. What if we're still in the trip? That'd be weird.
Okay.
Max Ross Linden says, I think the problem is it isn't Capaldi I didn't dislike, but it was a sidekick Clara. Yeah, for a long time it was the Clara show. Even to the point where they had Clara's face instead of the doctor's on the intro. Dwayne Marsh says, I need the first few Doctor Who's on DVD. I have the last five or so. Wolf 1701 says, hey, who wants to get back to Transformers? And I love Sylvester McCoy. I couldn't remember the third guy's name. John Pertwee. John Pertwee was the, number three, who, by the way, Sean Pertwee, the guy that plays Alfred on Gotham, it's his dad. Crossbones Koopa says, can we get a Transformers Doctor Who crossover?
Yep.
Please and thank you. And speaking of please and thank you, on December 9th, what you doing? I know what I am. We are going to be revealing at, what is it? Cybertron Fest 2023. It's fucking Tidal Wave. Titan class Tidal Wave is going to be revealed. Oh.
Very good.
Oh my God.
I can't. You know what? Just give
this,
me an.
This gives me hope that it's going to be so big they need both days to announce it.
Give me.
I want it to be giant and be able to combine with the leader class Armada Megatron so that I can have Armada Megatron attached to a space shuttle sized thing on his back.
I don't give a goddamn if this attaches to Megatron or not. What I fucking want. I want them to come out and go, okay, here's the deal. You're not going to be getting a Titan class figure for another two seasons because we just Titan class the legs.
Just imagine like that sized figure, but with the aircraft carrier part bolted to his arm. It's like a regular sailor in the Navy with an entire aircraft carrier fucking stuck to him.
I want a fucking 4 foot tall Titan. Oh, wave.
Dude, it would look like one of those. It fucking looked like one of those scenes out of an anime where the dude is like wielding just like the handle of a sword, no blade, but then he's just like, and I unleash my full power, and then all
there's
of a sudden,
there's a scene
giant
like that
fucking blade comes out.
There's a scene like that at the end of Gal Gaigar in Gal Gaigar Final, where he wields a super weapon called the Goldeon Crusher. So imagine like this mech. And he connects his arm to this weapon, and this weapon is like the size of a goddamn Star Destroyer.
I really hope what we're getting here is going to be just a knockoff, an oversized knockoff, the original Tidal Wave with knee joints. That's really all I want. And maybe
imagine how good that would be.
A fucking deluxe class ramjet to park on his titties.
That would have made that figure basically perfect if he had
knees.
Well, yeah. Hold on. I kind of want some like harnesses and some crash bars for the leg compartments for the Dark Fleet legs, because it's like your minicons have flip down seats, but no way to stay bolted in because they just fucking rattle around on those flat
seats. Those seats were more like public transit than military carriers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm hoping
this
that
is going to be good.
You know, the legs and you flip them up. I hope that there's enough space. You could use to seat minicons in there. I hope there's enough space to seat a deluxe. That'd be great.
This has got to be an Armada and Armada video game homage, right? Like, you're going to be able to see your pretender figs. They got to include small pretender figs to put on the deck of the ship.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Just
oh,
to
yeah.
sell the scale. Yeah.
Oh, could you just imagine, like, Decepticlone slug figures, like little tiny ones you can peg to the deck?
I just want Decepticlone figures.
Yeah, dude, like little slugs that you can stick on there. Yeah,
those little fucking slivers of gray that they gave you with pack-in bonuses with a HasLab Unicron. It's just like, where the fuck is this fig? I can't find it. That tiny, you know?
Yeah, and like Titans Returns. Titans Returns broadside. He came with a complete set of aerial bot jets that you could like peg onto the aircraft carrier deck.
That's right. They were on sprues. One of the very few instances of a Transformer with sprues outside of like that RID launcher gimmick thing they did.
I'm going to make a prediction. I don't think we're going to see the box on December 9th, but you know how they have a habit of just throwing in a clue to what the next figure is on the box. I am going to predict that we are going to see Armada Cyclonus on the box.
Oh, you know, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool. If they ever do decide to do an Armada Cyclonus, I really do hope that they include Crumple Zone, because, like, part of the really cool thing about that helicopter mode was that, like, he technically had two different helicopter forms.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And then we can get the Cybertron Buzzsaw. Fuck.
Yeah.
There's some crazy amounts of good characters that Armada did. Then he's just like, man, your toy's whack. But for some reason, I still like you.
Yeah.
Thinking about it now.
They were not keen
now,
on
that,
knees.
No.
No, they weren't. But thinking about it now, like the Armada Cyclonus toy had a lot of stuff going on.
Dude.
They might. Because I just thought of something.
Huh?
If I'm right, Cyclonus shares all the same transformation scheme as Lugnut. We know we're getting a Lugnut eventually.
Oh, shit.
The arms go under the wings, the chest opens up, and the head pops out.
It is quite similar, isn't it?
Folds down.
By God, you're right.
There is a resemblance, yeah.
I'm really hoping Mark Clonus decides this is now the time to unveil like his masterpiece version of Armada Sideswipe and go, here's your before and after photo. And then this dude just like is doing somersaults like Captain America.
Oh man. I want every character that was in the Armada game. That's all I want.
Heavy unit. Spider tank thing.
Enemy spam as the two or three,
I think maybe two or three different kinds of Decepticlones, I think there was.
No, there were more than two or three. There was, hold on here.
And then there was like the chrome one with the sword that was really interesting. You know, the one that could leap at you and just kill you almost immediately in the game.
So yeah, there was a ton. So you had,
I'm trying to remember what they were called. There was a unit that you could see late game that was all silver. and it was a good size. It was like the size of your character, and like it had this big blade thing, and it could leap at you and hit you with it and take away all of your health in one hit.
Here we go. We have light units, medium units, heavy unit, command unit, guerrilla unit, roll arm unit, spider tank, jet laser, jet sniper, artillery unit, sentry drones, turrets, and dropships. And there you go. There's all your Decepticlones.
I think it was the command unit that I'm thinking of.
Let's take a look.
Yeah, that's the one at the front, the one at the very front there. That's the one that I'm talking about. This thing had a sword or a blade, and it could leap at you and hit you with it, and it would take away like all of your health in one hit.
This dude, here's my favorite. I fucking love the heavy units. And I like how the heavy units, and the heavy units would store on the back of the dropship. Like you had one heavy unit. I got to show you something. Got to show you something I've been working on. Hold on here.
You know that in the game, there's a part in the Alaska mission where you can actually get close enough to a dropship when it's offloading a heavy unit, and you can actually jump into the dropship.
Yes, I've done it.
And you can go for a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I blew it up. I just destroyed it.
Here we go. This is something I've been working on for a little while.
Oh. Tinkercad, yes?
Yes.
I see what you've done.
The Decepticlone Heavy Unit.
That looks good.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. So
he's going to turn it into a keychain.
Yeah, a badass keychain. If you think this was easy to make, like, you were fucking wrong.
No. Making a Taurus, there are definitely challenges. I know what it's like to fight with a mesh for like 5 hours.
Oh my god. So it broke my heart because this was not the original thickness. The original thickness was about half this, and I printed it out and I went, this motherfucker's too thin. I can't do this. So I thickened my boy up, and now that boy thick. That boy big.
Damn boy.
I just love that there are at least two parts in that game where you can just go for a ride across half the entire map. One is when you're on the top of that hill or mountain, and the heavy unit, the first one that you encounter, does a stomp, and then you go for a ride for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the other time is when you encounter your first boss, which is Cyclonus, and he grabs you.
See, and that's the thing. You encounter that heavy unit at the top of the hill, right?
Yeah.
You encounter that first heavy unit. And in video games, a lot of times, you'll encounter that heavy unit. And then one of two things is going to happen. Like, either, like, the heavy units get weaker, or you level up, and
you become more powerful because you get more powerful minicons.
Right, but in my opinion, every other heavy unit is just as hard to take down as that first heavy unit.
It absolutely is, because I've actually tried to fight them with different minicon loadouts. If you just use the same ones that you had when you fought the first one, it's just as difficult.
Yeah.
Did you beat the game on hard difficulty to get all the minicons, or did you just do it on like
no? I beat it on hard and fought Unicron.
So I did the exact same thing, and I found out on hard difficulty on the original PlayStation 2, there is a glitch. If you are in the Amazon level and you find the boundary wall and you fall through it, the boundary wall will kick you out so far you'll fly cross map to the other boundary wall.
Nice. Going over to the comments, Dwayne Marsh said, there's a Transformers TARDIS and Dalek on Thingiverse. Seen them both. Have yet to print them. Wolf1701 says, damn it, now I have to buy my kid a Titan. He loves Armada. Max Ross Linden goes, I'm going to make a tidal wave mess when I see tidal wave. Technical Jim says, oh, fuck yeah, Gal Guy Gar. Brandon Callanan says, watch it be the tidal wave that turns into a whale. And you know what? I would be okay with that, too. Crossbones Koopa says, Doctor Who Satek the Destroyer needs to come back. He was so great in the Baker run. Max Ross Linden calling it. Armada Thrust will come out shortly after him, since we've seen him already. I'm looking forward to Armada Thrust, not going to lie. Max Ross Linden also says, via box art. Duanz Perez, I can't wait until they release another Shockwaves figure so I can see his chest size and know if the next few waves are going to be good or not. Studio Series Shockwave from the video game, please. Crossbones Koopa says, two things I want, Armada Sideswipe and Energon Snowcat. Armada game is the best Transformers game. One heavy unit was the name of my construction porno. Max Ross Linden says, remember Thrust basically introduced Tidal Wave in the show, if I remember right. And very cool. I love it. I think that's my heavy unit sculpture. Wolf 1701 says, my heavy unit made Duanus power up. And Duanus says, large chested Shockwave means more good than bad figures. Small chests will be lucky to have more than two worth buying. Speaking of figures not really worth buying, we got our first look at the new Earthspark toys. Here's Terran. Yeah, that's about right.
Okay. That alt mode right there, that is a human wearing a cardboard costume and then going down on their knees like, hey, look, see, guys, I'm a drone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly. Same energy.
The same one that I already have?
It's not good. This is what? Tacticon Twitch.
What?
Yeah.
Tacticon
Twitch.
If totally she's smaller, wow. Maybe.
I guess so.
I'm getting really strong Iaconus vibes.
Yeah.
I'm getting like, I don't know, Pretender Vehicle Gunrunner vibes. That's not a mode.
Here we have, I believe, Tacticon Bumblebee.
Looking better.
He actually turns into a thing that's separate from the thing that he is.
I like the weapons layout. I mean, I do like that whole weapons thing there.
Yeah, that does look cool, actually. Yeah.
Poor Twitch.
Yeah.
He didn't deserve this.
Okay, this Bumblebee, I'm looking at the pictures of his robot mode here. Like, that actually looks not terrible.
Yeah. That looks worse. You think Twitch had it bad before.
Oh no. This is a McDonald's toy.
This
are
really
we,
is.
Are we not venturing into the same territory we spoke of in the pre-show?
Oh no.
This is a McDonald's figure. Look at this thing.
Wait.
This is this is that thing, right? This is the finger puppets?
Yeah, I think these are, I may have misspoke earlier. I think these are the Tacticons. I think these are step changers up here. And this is a Tacticon. Oh, now wait. Okay. Now wait. Wait till you see Skullcruncher. Okay. Look at that box art. Okay. Look at that box art. That's a pretty good looking skull. What the fuck?
What?
That's Skullcruncher.
What is that supposed
to
be?
Not gonna insult the toddler toy.
That's supposed to be an alligator and not a skateboard.
I thought it was a boat.
I might buy. Fuck it.
Like, look. Look at the red tip on one side. That looks like the front of a boat.
Why does he have a fucking payphone symbol on his hip? Right there.
He does. He's a call box. He's also a hole punch and a stapler.
Good God.
This is the most, one of the most abstract looking things.
Yeah, you can call it abstract.
Hey, my eyes are down here.
His that robot mode, he looks like he'd fit in standing next to Topspin and Twin Twist and Saltman X.
This is the, I mean, yeah, these are toddler toys, but this is the toddler drawing of the character where it's just like one square box, some detail, same face. It's like, I drew a Transformer.
Sure did, Timmy. How about you shut the fuck up and go back to sucking on a lollipop or something? This. I can't get over that his chest is staring at me. Here's two eyes, the nose, an upset mouth, and a goatee.
And that buckle thing that's on his that's on his crotch there looks like a mouth.
Yeah, that's the upset mouth. This is your nose right here. And I mean, his nipples even have eyes.
It looks like Death's Head's face.
I'm still mystified they're doing the thing where it's just like the leg shin guards are still scaly, yet the legs are all part of what appears to be one giant box.
Yeah. Yeah.
Madness.
And
what?
This is Alita 1. This is Alita 1. This is this makes me sad.
Could you imagine how many more figures we could get in the main lines if they didn't do these?
Not
anymore, because they're not gonna do it.
Now hear me out. Hear me out, Thomas. I don't think we'd get any more. As a matter of fact, if they didn't do these, I think we get a lot less. Mm-hmm. I actually think we get less toys.
Like, do these sell more than the stuff we buy?
This
absolutely not.
Here's the thing. These are the Transformers that Grandma buys because Grandma can't afford a $25 deluxe class, but she can afford a $10 one step flip changer. These are the kid, like the kid who has trouble getting their lunch money together can afford a $5 Tacticon, right? And it's a thing. Let's say that for every deluxe class, just to make it simple, let's say for every deluxe class that's $25, it costs them $5 to make it and they pocket 20, right? I'm not saying that's the case. I'm doing that to make it a simplification. Do you want to sell 100 $5 Tacticons and make like $4 off each of them, making $400? Or do you want to sell 5 deluxes and make $100? You know, you're going to be able to get a much bigger pull. The people who want the deluxes are still going to get the deluxes, but then the people that can't get the scratch together, well, I want Twitch in some form. And I know this is like an 8-year-old kid saying, I want finger puppet Twitch. I'll throw my $5 down. And is this the way it goes? No, I have no idea. I'm a fat dude. I'm a lol cow sitting in a house in Shittsville, PA, right? I don't know how this shit works, but
yeah,
but this is my suspicion. This is my suspicion that we get a lot more toys because of shit like this.
Yeah, maybe.
Those fucking bumblebees that they sold and all of those movie toy lines that all of you fuckers hate is why you're getting them at Metatron.
I do know why. Mm-hmm. It's for tax purposes.
Mm-hmm. The Yellow Menace.
Hope you like that Magnetron. He got you there.
Yep.
The Yellow Menace. Yes. It's like you go to Walmart or here in Canada, go to Toys R Us and you go to the Transformers area and there's like 3/4 of the area where the Transformers are is just occupied by this bright yellow spot and it's all a bunch of cheap bumblebee tat.
The road to Titan class Tidal Wave is paved with the bodies of a million bumblebees.
Really cheap ones.
Yeah.
Mexican carnival cheap.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Not cheap enough.
Yeah. Going over to the chat, Wolf1701 says, it's like Groundhog's Day. Max Russell, why can't we have good Earthspark toys? Brendan Callinan, show toy lines need to add Voyagers and Leaders like an animated in Prime. We haven't had that size class in a show toy line since then. Max Ross Linden says, well, other than Nightshade, Dwayne Marsh, that Twitch is worse than the second Twitch and the combiner Twitch. Wolf 1701, how about we add good toys than worry about Voyager and later? Dwayne Marsh, the Build-A-Figure Twitch is the best one so far. Agreed. Max Ross Linden says, Skate Crusher? Possibly. Crossbones Koopa says, shit, I'm out in that Skull Cruncher. My Cyberverse one is way better. Wolf 1701, me looking at Skull Cruncher, my boy. Look what they did to my beautiful boy. Duanis Perez says they made Skull Crusher into a suppository. Max Ross Linden asks the question, is his tit staring back at me? And yes. Wolf 1701 says, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Crossbones Koopa, Wolf must put him out of his misery. Primus is weeping. Wolf 1701, about the alligator suppository, it bites ass. Max Ross Linden, I will say we've seen way worse kids Transformer toys. Technical Jim says, the Legion Legends class should come back for the toy lines and TV shows. Wolf 1701, honestly, I just wish the kids would get decent toys too. And Crossbones Koopa says, I want to hide all the Bumblebee figures and stand around to see if I hear some guy crying because there's no Bumblebee toys. Yes, you will. This is interesting. I said last week that, and I had heard that this was AI generated art. And then it turns out, no, it is not. This is actual concept art of what Straxus was going to look like in Legacy. Supposedly.
Oh.
excuse me. Supposedly, Legacy's, the next, Netflix series, which Netflix passed on, Straxus was going to be the big bad guy. And this was their Straxus. So we had FJ DeSanto telling Decepticon Aiden on Twitter, this is Straxus. This is a real toy. And then no less than Anna Malkova came forward and went, yeah, here's the artwork I did for it. So we actually got a post-accident Straxus in like this little Frankenstein body. And I was looking at this, and I think, looking at this leg down here, is that Brunt's leg?
Maybe. It looks like they're doing an Autobot spike thing with him.
Yeah, yeah. Transformers, yeah. Brunt. Let's see here. There is Brunt. I mean, it's definitely not the same leg as the toy, but by God Almighty, it's similar. It is similar.
It looks inspired by.
Yeah,
it,
yeah. Actually, it looks more like his arm. Now that I'm looking at it. Yeah,
with the treads. Yeah.
Yeah, with the treads, looks more like his arm. I would have taken this, but I definitely would have preferred like a leader class Straxus, that looks like the Marvel Comics version. I don't know why they're trying to crank up my boy. And they made his head look like the robot preacher from Futurama.
Oh yeah,
shit, he does.
Yeah.
I really liked the original G1 look of Straxus. I thought he was great.
Yeah, me too. I don't like sexy Straxus here.
Yeah, he's like,
he's trying to get a secret repaint.
Just because you live in a castle doesn't mean that you have to try to look like Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit, fuck you. I get a castle first thing I'm doing. I'm bringing back the high collar, baby.
I'll tell you what. First thing I did whenever I got a mansion was I started speaking with a southern accent and calling myself Castleman Davis. Oh, hello. Welcome to Sparrow Manor. I'm your host, Castleman Davis. This is my lovely black wife.
Or like
Beauregard Johnson.
Give all of your offspring a middle name that's named after your house, which is the thing that used to happen.
I named I named this lovely sprawling manor, I named it Xanadu. Not after the T.S. Eliot poem, but that's what I called my taint.
Mm. Yeah, because people used to name they used to, like, last names were sometimes the actual, like, the manor from where their families were from.
Stately Wayne Manor. Man. I don't know. Xavier, what do you think of, Cranxus?
Cranxus, yes.
It's great, yeah. I mean, honestly, it didn't go anywhere. It was never going to work out because the Netflix Transformers series were just way too fucking weird. There's no movie tie-in, so that's why Netflix dropped them. I'm happy this didn't happen.
Yeah, the Netflix series, the problem that I had with them is, like, it was like this weird combination of being boring and also being very badly voiced. Like
boring, like, yet badly voiced.
Like, really, like okay, let's make it really slow and boring, but also, like, make it so, like, the voice actors really just don't sound like they give a shit at the same time.
Optimus, what are you doing over there?
That's exactly what it sounded like. There was one or two that did a good job, but
I know. Well, non-union voice actors, like, no one fit their characters, but they were hired because they were the cheapest. It's like the same thing with the dude who replaced fucking Optimus in it was just fucking awful. He was like, he was supposedly a fan, but he wasn't really good enough. And he was just like, I fucking love these characters ever since I was a kid. And he gave this interview for Netflix where he was talking about, I've been a Transformers fan and I've been an Optimus Primal fan especially. And then he goes and he does the voice and is like, yeah, you're serviceable, but you don't maintain it. And the problem being is, it's like Optimus Primal himself is in 5 minutes of the 6-episode series total, and you don't even show up to, like, halfway through. I fucking hate this.
The one recognizable voice I remember, I thought it was okay. I thought Jetfire's voice was okay. But as soon as I heard him talk, I was like, wait a minute, aren't you NPC 378 in Skyrim?
I'm gonna say something that's gonna piss a lot of people off. I actually kind of enjoyed the Netflix stuff. I liked it. But there's my problem with it, there were a lot of seeds that they planted that they never bothered to harvest. Just an example, in the first series, you had Megatron, and you could see Megatron, like, going like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And then Shockwave would kind of come and put a bug in his ear, going like, no, if you do this, then yeah, okay, I know you don't want to strip away the free will of everybody on Cybertron. But if you do this, it's going to bring peace. We can kill all the Autobots with this pulse wave, but it'll bring peace. It's going to save lives. So it was a thing where, like, you could see Megatron wanting to do the right thing, but Shockwave was really kind of pulling the strings. And I kept waiting. I kept waiting for them to do something with that, and nothing ever got done with it.
The one part, there was a part that I thought was done okay, pretty good, and that was when, was it Megatron showed up at that, I think it was a refinery? He showed up at that refinery to do an inspection, and these guys were so, oh my god, you're here, and they were so enthused, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to make the decision to, like, basically harvest
them. Kill them all.
Yeah, he was gonna basically bleed them. Like, he didn't want to, but, like, and he put on a good face during the entire thing, and then he left, and they're like, okay.
Yeah.
That was a good bit.
Well, we've dissected the series so many fucking times ad nauseum, and the biggest takeaways for me was there was effort in the beginning. There absolutely was. They wanted to do the best with what they had. The very first shot of the Netflix series was an homage to the very first episode of Transformers where Bumblebee and Wheeljack are getting Energon rods. So it's like, that's an yes. absolute homage to the very beginning of the series. But for some reason, their creative juices just took them in absolutely crazy directions later on. And one of them was the whole fucking joke of like, why is Ultra Magnus walking through like Polyhex in a tarp? Like, no one's going to fucking recognize him because he's wearing a tarp.
He does.
Yeah, like, I know. That's okay. When your arms are look like skyscrapers, a cloak isn't going to you're not in disguise. Yeah, you're not going to be like, "Oh yeah, that's Astro Train."
Yeah.
The absolute shoulder pylons on this beast are distinguishable as only being Ultra Magnus. And I was just like there's no change up. This is not going to be Delta Magnus. This is not going to be like Optimus Prime wearing Ultra Magnus armor or Core Magnus in there. This is going to be Ultra Magnus. And they absolutely did that cliche of like, who's in the tarp? And it's just like, motherfucker, we know who's in the tarp.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta ask. Let's say they did this and they pulled out all the stops and they got your dream voice actor to voice Straxus. Who would you want?
That's a good question.
Leslie Nielsen back from the dead, or an AI generated version of him.
I mean, Leslie Nielsen would be good.
Leslie Nielsen would be fucking amazing.
Yeah, he would.
Who would Liam Neeson voice as? Like, what would he be a good character to voice?
I think Liam Neeson would be a good Magnus.
No, you forget that Liam Neeson was a serious actor before the Naked Gun stuff, and he did sci-fi. That's why I'm choosing it.
Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Liam Neeson from Taken.
No. Leslie Nielsen, because he literally did serious work in the 60s before getting on Police Squad or Police Files. And he did sci-fi. And he did a badass version of like some space tyrant in the... God, what was it? Like Lost in Space or something?
Forbidden Planet.
Forbidden Planet.
Yeah, Forbidden Planet. Yeah.
He was actually amazing. He was actually the hero in Forbidden Planet. But he was in an episode of The Fugitive. He played a criminal who had lost the use of his legs. If you can find that fucking episode, damn, Leslie Nielsen is scary. There was some movie too where it was like this B horror film where
Creepshow.
No, I mean, he was good in Creepshow, but this was this horror film about animals. All the animals on Earth went nuts and started to attack. And believe it or not, he played like a bad guy. He played like a dude that started to go nuts. He was good in that. Leslie Nielsen animal movie.
Day
of the Animals. There it is.
Speaking of Villa, do you forget he played the Cyber Shogun in Surf Ninjas?
Mm-hmm. Cyber Shogun?
In Surf Ninjas.
I've never heard of this. This sounds interesting.
It is. It very much is. A Sega Game Gear is the pivotal device that saves the day.
This is like some Kung Fury stuff.
I have been finding God throughout this entire episode.
What time is it? It's the Viking Age. Yes, that explains the cyber weapons.
the guy who I would want to play Straxus, and remember, Straxus is one of my favorite fucking characters. I've loved Straxus since I was a kid.
Yes, thought he was great.
Me too. And here's the thing: we didn't know we weren't getting a Straxus toy because there were times like. Characters would appear in the Marvel comics and all of a sudden they were toys, right? So it was a thing. I kept waiting around for a Straxus toy that was never going to happen. So
just as often they would introduce a character and he would die and then you'd never hear about him again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Auto roller.
whenever going back and reading those comics, the voice I hear for Straxus is fucking Matt Barry.
Oh.
I think Matt Barry would be fucking terrifying as Straxus.
Oh.
that low voice, that English accent, it's, I mean, like, he'd be
Can
fucking
you remind me,
cold.
What other roles was he in?
Matt Barry plays Laszlo Cravensworth in What We Do in the Shadows, the TV series. He plays the exec in the IT Crowd. He plays Matt Barry in Snuffbox.
I don't think I've seen any of his films.
Hold on. I'll show you a picture of him here. Matt Barry.
He's so creepy. You're going to act like Winston Zeddemore when he's scared so hard he ducks into his own stomach.
There's Shit. Matt Barry.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember what he even sounds like.
His voice, it's kind of down here like this. And part of like his character in What We Do in the Shadows, he mispronounces everything. Like this woman, he's a vampire. But at one point he pretends to be like this dude named Tony Wyoming. But Tony Wyoming's from Colorado, right? I'm Tony Wyoming and from Colorado. You know, I mean Tony Colorado from what? And then they go, you don't sound like you're from around here. You don't sound like you're from out west either. We talked this way out in Arizona.
That's like the kind of thing that Megamind would do.
I'm telling you. There was a sci-fi movie called Moon with Sam Rockwell, and he has just a small bit part in Moon. He plays one of the Earth executives, and I mean he's creepy in that. I would love to see Matt Barry as Straxus. That's my dream. Let's see here. Wolf 1701 says, I miss the toy photography Hasbro used to put on the box. Duance Perez says, I need that sexy Straxus with heels. Starscream fan art. Wolf 1701 and Dracula Forever. And then he goes, Scott, your taint is Xana, don't. Wolf, I'll have you know, my taint is glorious. It's lovely. It's probably my best feature. And it's as wide as the Rio Grande. There is a definite border between my ball sack and my anus, and I really, you're missing out. Wolf, I'm going to send you some pictures. Brendan Gallon says, you know, if they made a character that was a mix of all the line-wide gimmicks and Siege looks like it looks with Straxus, that would be badass. Weaponizers, modulators, fossilizers, junkions. Wolf 1701 says it's like Mad Max Straxus. Crossbones Koopa, I live in a lair where at the stroke of midnight I plot my customs to create. You and me both, buddy. Wolf 1701, the voice actors didn't give a shit. They were non-union. Max Ross Linden, the only voice that was good was Frank, who did Starscream. Crossbones Koopa says, side note, you could get a female bot from the sexy Straxus. Max Ross Linden says, the Netflix had good concept, but it was badly executed, agreed Scott. Wolf 1701 says, I enjoyed the Netflix series, but it wasn't the best thing ever, I'll admit. Crossbones Koopa, I'm rewatching the Prime Wars trilogy. I don't mind it. Wolf 1701 says, the seeds would have bloomed in Legacy. Never happened. Crossbones Koopa said, Peter Cullen is in the second half of Prime Wars. I'm still recovering. Wolf 1701 says, all right, I've got to go back to work. Brendan Callanan says, Adam Sandler is Straxus.
Oh.
Crossbones Koopa says, Benedict Cumberbatch as Straxus. Wolf 1701 says, Malcolm McDowell as Straxus. I like that one. Dwayne Marsh says, tuh. And Wolf 1701 says, I have spoken. Max Ross Linden, Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken.
Oh.
Maybe. Dwayne Marsh says, Tim Curry as Straxus. Tim Curry would have been good. Tim Curry would have been.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Actually, you know what? Tim Curry's voice would do extremely well in a number of roles for Transformers.
Oh, dude, he was the fucking reason Skullmaster from the Mighty Max cartoon was so goddamn good.
Oh. He would make an absolutely spectacular Shockwave.
Yeah.
I think.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Actually, the guy that Corey Burton based his based Shockwave's voice off of is still around. I'd kind of like to see See, like the guy he based it off of. Yeah, I think so.
I thought Christopher Plummer, was it?
No.
That's a different guy.
The man.
He was in the movie with him. Shit, I know who it is. The guy who played
David Warner.
David Warner. Is he still alive?
He died last year. Damn it.
Oh, him.
In a bar fight?
Yeah.
No, fuckhead.
Oh, yeah, him.
The meanest I've ever been. I'm sorry, dude.
Wasn't he in,
No, fuckhead.
That dude, this guy was in the second Ninja Turtles movie.
Yes.
Kyle's feeling it now.
Yeah. No, fuckhead.
He also, didn't this guy also voice the Kingpin's scientist in the Spider-Man cartoon?
Let's see here.
Not Alistair Smythe, the other guy.
Possibly.
Yeah, he was a geneticist that worked for the Kingpin in the Spider-Man cartoon. I swear that was his
Spider-Man.
Voice.
Herbert Landon, yeah.
Herbert Landon, that's the character. That he played him, yeah. His voice is unmistakable.
Absolutely. Fucking David Warner is great. David Hatterley's Warner.
He would make a good Shockwave.
That's who Corey Burton based his voice off of. That's absolutely who he did it. By the way, this is the best movie he was ever in, The Man with Two Brains.
Oh, he was in that?
Yeah, he played the scientist who developed the brain transfer.
All I remember from The Man with Two Brains is the stone cold delivery of "I can't fuck a gorilla."
I can't fuck a gorilla.
What? Steve Martin, David Warner.
Yeah.
James Cromwell.
Yeah.
Who else? Dude. I saw fucking what's his name?
The killer in The Man with Two Brains was a. Oh, God, that was such
Merv
a thing.
Griffin.
Everyone's like,
Merv Griffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, I didn't want to give it away in case anyone got interested, but it was just like, oh, it's you. Like, everyone, it's supposed to be this huge secret. Like, this, who could it be? How does everyone know who the killer is before it's too late? It turns out it's just celebrity Merv Griffin.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is, I'll tell you what, The Man with Two Brains is beautiful. Steve Martin plays Dr. Michael. And he runs into David Warner, Dr. Alfred Necessiter. And, oh, Jesus, man. It's Dr. Necessiter has developed a technique in which to keep brains alive. And then he's working on perfecting the technique of transferring the brain into another body. But he hasn't had any real success. Only this one... Like, everybody whose brain he transfers into a new body, they just sit there and go, that's all they can do. But then Steve Martin finds out that he has a psychic link with one of the brains in the jar, and they fall in love. And Amul Bahai.
It's almost like, what if there was another Reanimator movie? This is where it would have went.
Oh, that's kind of what it is, yeah.
I mean, Steve Martin absolutely was just fucking killing it. There's the whole thing with him making up with his ex-wife and everything in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the best jokes that was so great was, like, Steve Martin has always been told he doesn't have, like, you know, a good enough body for, like, action movies, so... He's got this great joke where he's finally managed to get he thinks he's managed to get back into his ex-wife's good graces, and they're like, they're about to have sex, and she goes, "Oh, I love a man with a smooth chest," and Steve Martin has already opened his shirt to show his, like, hairy bear rug chest, and he closes his shirt right away, and she goes, "I meant hairy, totally hairy, all the way hairy."
I like whenever he goes to the portrait of his first wife passed away. And he goes to the portrait, and he goes, "I'm thinking about marrying Catherine. If there's something, please send me a sign. Send me a sign." And all of a sudden, like, the portrait starts to shake, and just you hear this voice going, "No! No!" And, like, fucking fire shooting everywhere. A fucking crack appears. No! The portrait's spinning on the wall. And then just everything dies down. Steve Martin goes, any sign at all? Any sign? And he just goes, for right now, I'm just going to take you down and put you in the closet. Takes the portrait, hides it.
They did that exact same joke in Orgasmo.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah.
Man, I don't think I've thought about that movie since I was in high school.
Yeah. Matt Stone was because he was doing the prayer to the Mormon God, and it was just like, send a sign, any sign, and then it was just like earthquakes and the portraits he was praying to of Steve Smith or Matt Jones or whoever the Mormon guy is started like doing the same thing. He was like shaking no, and he was getting furious, and then it all dies down, and then he says, yeah, any sign at all will do.
Oh, fucking great movies. Great movies. Mm-hmm. Giga Twin. Ah, Giga Twin's there. I don't remember what his name is, but the voice actor for Dr. Robotnik would have been perfect for Straxus. Dwayne Marsh says, sorry, been drinking. The tea was an accident. I'm also falling behind again. It's okay, baby. Giga Twin says, I'm referring to the Sonic Saturday AM version of Robotnik. Crossbones Koopa said, Tim Curry was in my favorite show, Gargoyles. And Crossbones Koopa says, I think the whole cast of Star Trek The Next Generation was in Gargoyles. Yeah. Yeah, they were.
Yeah, because Jonathan Frakes was just like, hey, I'm making a cartoon. You want to be in it?
Yeah.
I have to ask, is Giga Twin, are you back at your place?
Well, we'll wait for that. While he's waiting, Thomas, let's do a looky what I found. Thomas, while you're waiting for your brother, like letting everybody in the whole world and on YouTube know, is my brother home yet? Can we rob his house? Do you have a looky what I found?
I actually tried looking just like for the last hour or so. I can't find anything.
That's okay, baby. How about you, Kyle? Do you got a looky what I found?
Not really.
Well, that's okay, too. That is okay, too. I've got one, but I'm going to have to open it in the other window first because it involves me going to Twitter. How about you, Xavier? Do you have a looky what I found?
I'm afraid not.
I'm the only one. Hold on here. Twitter. And let's see here. Was it a good thing I opened? Oh, look at that. Tits. Tits everywhere.
So yes. Yes, so it was.
Good thing that I opened it.
Good thing, but not advertiser friendly.
Yeah. Hightail.
Until it is.
Let's see. Hightail Creations. This is my looky what I found. And this is a well I go back to a lot. Hightail Creations. I love Hightail Creations stuff. He's done some amazing 3D printed stuff. And he has made, this is going to be his third advent calendar figure. He is making an updated version of the McDonald's Changeables French fry robot.
Oh,
like the masterpiece version.
Masterpiece French fries.
Actually, it did remind me of something that I could use as a looky what I found. I will never be able to find it again. I just saw it, and it was some dude talking smack about the worst McDonald's Happy Meal toys in the past, like, 20 years, and he put the McDonald's Transformer bots on there.
Well, he can go fuck every hole he has with a cactus.
Just suck a cactus for, like, your...
Moving on to reinforcements from Cybertron. By the way, Thomas, Giga Twin is home and he's very tired. So leave him the fuck alone, would you?
I imagined he would be. Yeah.
Moving on to reinforcements from Cybertron. I got fuck all nothing. How about you, Kyle?
That's fuck all.
No, okay. I got nothing either. I think at this rate, the last thing I'm going to get this year. It's probably Deathsaurus if he comes out this year.
I'm supposed to get the Stranger Things crossover on Thursday, but I'll be honest. I'm not very excited for it. It's I've been kind of bleh as far as toys go. How about you, Thomas? Any reinforcements this week?
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned it last time. I still haven't taken it out of the box. I got Fans Hobby Frightstorm, but I don't know if I mentioned that before. And that's their version of Dreadwind, the Power Master. And I also, today, got the Gamer Edition Megatron. I'm holding it right now.
Cool.
And I found in Walmart today, which I have found the... I found Boulder Crash.
What?
And, yeah, and I found Tasmania Kid, and I found the mini Energon Megatron.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, I found all three of them.
I'd post that on TFW. That might be a first, dude.
Yeah, that might be the first.
Yep.
That might be the first. I've heard of nobody else getting those toys. Nobody. Well, yeah. How are they? What's your opinion on Boulder Crash, man?
I haven't taken it out of the box yet.
Shit, dude. Shit.
Yeah.
Well, Xavier, can you beat that?
I got Gamer Edition Optimus Prime and Crossbow Air Razor. It just literally was one of those Black Friday things they had at Walmart, and no one bothered to even look for it at the back of the shelf. And I was like, cool, found it, took it. And I got something else. What did I get? So I picked up Slag or Snarl. So now my Volcanicus is complete.
Oh,
and,
good.
Yes. Yeah. And now I believe that's it. I got just three things this week.
Shit. Oh, shit. Chase is here.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hello, my friends.
Hello.
Tired.
Let's not go there, Chase. Friends, come on now. You know it's better than that.
That's valid.
Chase, how you doing, my ninja?
Trying, going to lunch.
Right on. Hold well, I got to
lose some connection.
I got
quick.
It.
I got it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I got to plug out. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to lunch.
Yeah. James just came back.
Yes, bitch, lunch.
Lunch. I'm running away.
Lunch, bitch, can you spell it? L motherfucking U fucking N chuh. Lunch.
Alright.
Oh, well, Chase, I gotta ask you.
All right.
Do you have any new toys?
I'm good now. Since the last time? I got the Mutant Tigatron.
That's a fun figure. I like Mutant Tigatron.
I like it more than I thought I would.
Yeah. Yeah, that
I've been wanting it for a while.
That face, just what part of it's the mouth, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I got him. Shit, I think I'm kind of caught up.
Damn.
I'm just waiting for like my pre-orders of like Ratchet and the red one.
Ratchet.
Of Ratchet and the red one.
Ironhide.
No, the other one. The cassette red one.
Oh, Frenzy.
Rumble Frenzy. Whichever one we're calling him at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he's Rumble to me. He's Rumble to me, Frenzy to everybody else. So.
Frenzy Rumble. Officially on the packaging.
Yeah, officially he's Frenzy. Yeah. Waiting on Snarl to drop. Because, like, everywhere I see Snarl, like, he'd be going for, like, fucking ridiculous prices. I just want my Volcanicus done. I don't know. Like, because Amazon's like, hey, we got them in stock. I'm like, I'm not paying $20 for a $10 toy. Like,
true that.
Yeah,
I picked them up today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that Tigatron's it.
Good find, Chase. Good find.
Yeah.
We got a rare Alex sighting. Who's a good kitty, Alex?
Kitty.
Man.
Oh.
Kitty, kitty.
Yeah, this is my buddy, Alex. Alex had a close call here a couple of months ago, but we got her to the vet, and she's a different cat now. She's a very different cat.
In fact, she's a pigeon.
She is. She sits and coos. No, this was... This would have never happened with Alex before we got the surgery done on her. It turned out she had like a horrible tooth and just it waited until it got absolutely, absolutely horrible. And then we took her, they did surgery, and we got her fucking stoned. Like she was laying there, she was like a temporary corpse. Let's be like, vet's like, make sure to keep her on her side so she doesn't choke on her vomit. And he goes, don't worry, she's feeling better than any of us ever will in our lives. And I think she's just, she's nice now, so that she's trying to get some more drugs out of us.
She can count all the way. She can count all the way to meow.
Yeah. When Xavier said, "Is she a pigeon?" She's a pigeon. I was gonna say, voiced by Norm Macdonald.
Yeah. Oh, she's my little buddy, aren't you? You're my little buddy now. I'm glad you're okay. Aw. Glad you're okay.
55.
Here we go. Come on. Come on over. Come on.
Anyway, while we got some free time to stir some shit up, Chase, what do you think of Doctor Who in general?
Man, I watched that new special last night, actually. That's so ironic that you asked me that.
We had a
long
discussion.
Not ironic at all, my friend.
We had a long-ass discussion.
What is this dipshit doing?
Here, it's okay.
I don't know.
You don't turn that way here, dummy. What the fuck?
Chase, you're 6'5". Go beat him up.
Yeah, fucking.
I'm only 6 foot, actually. I was raised to, though. Like,
stand on your tiptoes.
Yeah.
It's this exit is only to, like, it's like you stay in this lane, you don't turn left. And then you decide, hey, I'm going to be stupid. Turn left.
Show me why you're the number one cleaner in Tennessee. Why no one ever comes back.
Oh my god. Going over the chat one last time. Dwayne Marsh says, I got all the two packs I needed. There are some that never appeared. Giga Twin says, you heard it here first, only at Good Morning Cybertron. Crossbones Koopa, I made a small video, a custom I do before your eyes, turning a deceased guard into ROTF scalpel by using a burnout head and the vid listen with headphones because I left them in recording. Oops. Max Russellin says, I got Earthrise Skylink. Such a good figure. Pure fun. Dewanis Perez says, Kitty! Yes. Max Russellin says, hi, Alex. Doing? And Crossbones Coop says, Alex Snuggles. Indeed. Gentlemen, I think this is where we're going to end it for tonight. Anybody have any big plans for this week?
Sleep.
Wait for that fucking Death Zars to hit the doorstep, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so excited. Mine, mine shifted to pending. I'm freaking excited. Freaking excited as hell. Yeah.
When do you think TF Source will get theirs then?
Probably January.
Yeah,
I was thinking like end of December, like early January.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
That's how my Unicron was when I got it.
They probably have to do the bum ass thing of actually ordering them, then getting them in stock, then seeing if they can fill the orders. That sort of bullshit, where it's just like, one thing at a time. This is how you lose money.
Yeah, seriously. Well, thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Chase. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I'm so glad they didn't like overprice Desaurus. Like, I think he was like only $30 more, but like, for not having to pay that much at the time because it was in the middle of December and they really should move HasLabs to tax season.
I disagree. Yes. As someone who's self-employed, I disagree. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for being here this week. Big thank you going out to Crossbones Koopa, Max Rosslin, and Dewanis Perez, Giga Twin. Go get yourself some sleep, baby. Dwayne Marsh, Wolf 1701. Let's see, there was somebody else here too. Brendan Callanan. Brendan Callanan. Max Rosslin, and any technical Jim. And if I missed anybody, I'm so very sorry. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Gentlemen, thank you for being here. Say good night.
Good night. Hey.
Happy Death Source Day to y'all.
Happy Death Source Day.
Let's celebrate it.
Guten Nachten, Übernachtrum.
Hyper, hyper.
Pretty little hyper. Oh.